Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. We're currently trying to get Evan on the line, so bear with us a little bit. Just to give you a heads up of some stuff we have added recently, we now have a Twitter feed, which you can find at Fifth and Evan Geekcast on Twitter. So those of you that we've added recently and have heard about the podcast that way, thank you for joining us. Also, you can now email us if there's anything you want to hear on the show, you want to hear us talk about on a weekly basis. Check out Fifth and Evan Geekcast at gmail.com as we try to get Evan on here. Also, check out our archives. We're in the process of looking at some ways that we can extend the show, possibly do more than 30 minutes. If you like the 30-minute format, shoot us an email, let us know about that. We're looking at new ways to get the word out about the podcast, looking at new ways to promote and get more people involved, and get the feedback to hear what you guys like and don't like about the show. Let's see if we can see how Evan is doing here. All right. Be a little bit longer on that. So we'll jump into what I actually wanted to talk about was the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. We talked about this on the Marvel movie podcast. We didn't get a chance to really dive into some of what I really would like to see in the sequel. And the biggest thing that I'm interested in is to see more action with Rocket Raccoon, one of the more obscure characters, and something that I think they can dive into is a lot more of the weapons. We saw a little bit of it in the first one, but what I would really love to see in the sequel is just a full-blown lots of like telescope guns, just obscure weaponry from Rocket Raccoon. I think we missed out on some of that with them being in the Krill most of the setting in the movie. So that's definitely something I'm... once we get Evan on here, Evan's got a rant about Nintendo. We'll talk about the Casey Jones announcement. We'll also cover Luke Cage and the showrunner that's been assigned to that. Our next show, which we'll... is scheduled for Wednesday. We'll cover our prep as far as binge watching Daredevil and what we have in the works for that. All right, bear with me. Some slight technical difficulties here, trying to get Evan on the line. See what I can do here. Give me just a second. And this is the point that we should have some stuff loaded up as far as commercials and that to cover this for you. So that's something that we can work on in the future. Just a second. I'm going to apologize for that. Bear with us as we try to work through some technical difficulties here. So please do not email me about this particular part. There we go. Evan, are you with us?
What?
There we go.
There it is. All right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So,
I totally was out drinking and forgot to call in. If anyone implies that, you're fucking wrong, okay?
So we have set up an email account, which is bisandevangeekcast@gmail.com. We set up the Twitter that I hope a lot of the listeners have seen. which is the at Miss and Evan Beatcast. So we got that. So any feedback y'all want to feed us through those, that's an available option. And we'll jump right into it here. Let's start with Casey Jones news this week.
Like I said, I've never watched it. I've watched, like, you know, a handful of Arrow episodes, but, like, the dude seems to really dig it, and so that makes me want to watch Arrow. And once I caught up, I catch up on Korra and a couple of the other shows I'm watching, I'm definitely digging into Arrow because it's on Netflix, so I can watch that as it works out. But the dude seems awesome. So for Steven Emile, I'm fucking pumped. Like,
yeah, I didn't watch the first one mainly because I didn't want my childhood kicked in the balls by Michael Bay, of all people. But
I don't
watch
the first
one.
Those turtles were damn ugly. Like,
yeah.
I know they're mutant turtles, but for Christ's sakes, those lips are the fucking things of nightmare. Those lips are like, you know those fucking shows where they, like, have, like, the still of the cartoon and then, like, the human lip, like Conan used to do? Where, like, the human lips will just, it's like that. Those fucking frighten me. But I'll suffer through for Casey Jones. And I heard Bebop and Rocksteady are going to be in it, so I'm all aboard.
Yeah, I'll take a look for that, you know, and especially, yeah, somebody that's excited to play the part. That will actually get me to actually check out the second. And if I'm going to watch the second, I'm going to watch the first one so I know what the fuck's going on, you know?
I watched, like, the Sin Counter, the movie Sin Counter or whatever, because my friend.
Yeah.
And I feel like I pretty much have the movie.
Okay.
Turtles get mutated, and then they fight Shredder, and there's a shitload of incontinuity errors, and that's pretty much the movie. Anyway, and they're horrible.
Any Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
Although Red Skull was not a voice in it. So there's that. And I'll just say it, not a big fan of Hugo Weaving. I did like him, and then he shit on Marvel and was like, I don't want to do Red Skull again. Do not like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say this. I have looked at the stats for our show. When we talk about Marvel, I'm not going to say a ton of people listen, but people listen when we talk about Marvel. When we talk about DC, no one listens.
No one likes DC.
We're pretty self-expressed Marvel fanboys. So maybe that's part of it, but we may skew more heavily Marvel in the future just because of that.
We'll just wait, because later we're going to talk about fucking Nintendo and shit, so hope they love Nintendo.
Yeah.
They just put out a new Direct, and I will discuss that, and all the Mario Kart downloadable content. I'm going to go crazy.
My hot Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I've been on for about a week now, I want to see more Rocket Raccoon with crazy out-of-this-world weapons, you know? We kind of saw a little bit of it in the first one, but they were incarcerated for half the movie. But that's I just want him pulling out crazy shit, you know?
Yeah. I can totally dig that.
Yeah, that's my contribution for this week. Like that, I think I need that in the sequel, and I'll just be like, okay, I'm good. So
I want more Gamora and Nebula, and I want them fighting more because I caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and like when May and fucking Bobby go at it, I'm like, yes, just beat the shit out of each other. One of my friends was like, that was so hot. Do you think that was hot? I'm like, no, I was fucking all about these two badass warrior women just punching and kicking the shit out of each other.
Yes.
That's what
like
I want.
That. Yeah, and I mean, I think we've all subliminally wanted that for a while, and then it happened, and it was just like, oh, fuck. This
Calvary versus Mockingbird, yes.
What do you think of the episode overall?
I liked it. I think maybe because of my love of Battlestar Galactica that I give what's his name? I want to call him Adama, but that's not it. It's Gonzalez. I'll call him Gonzalez, so I know.
Yeah.
I think Gonzalez is Hydra almost. It's real weird he's the last man standing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're Hydra, you go after him. Like, he's the first target. You know what I mean? If, like, you're in a room, you're the only Hydra agent, you go right for him. So
that's a good
either
point.
Either he's Hydra or he's just a real shitty S.H.I.E.L.D. leader. Because, like, all his complaints were shit he was doing to the real S.H.I.E.L.D. while the real S.H.I.E.L.D. was taking out the heads of Hydra. You know what I mean? Like, Coulson took out, like, five heads of Hydra.
Yeah, and one foul swoop. See, I thought that it was I thought it was telegraphing way too much a all S.H.I.E.L.D. coming together type thing. And maybe that's just because what I kind of want out of it. The part where he's like, you know, I don't want to leave S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, and Coulson's like, I didn't want to either. I thought that really set up them kind of hugging and making up at some point this season.
It's a good correlation to Civil War, where Coulson is kind of on the super friendly side. Gonzalez is like, no, they either need to be put down or fucking registered. Like, that's where I think it's going to be.
Yeah, and we're setting the groundwork week after week after week for that. I am sold more and more that the teleporting Inhuman is a version of Gateway. If this Lincoln
Gordon?
Character comes along and is Australian and is basically Manifold, you know, I've been catching up on my Secret Warriors, so you know, I'm seeing more and more Secret Warriors in the show as the days go past. So
I'm excited because eventually it's going to happen where it's not like. It's just going to go full bore fucking Marvel world of superheroes. Like, it's not going to be so much Asian. It's going to be like, boom, there's fucking Squirrel Girl. Boom, there's this guy. Boom, there's that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, with the Inhumans now, and basically, you know, the Inhumans are mutants now. You know, like, that's where they've gotten to. So, with that, as more and more come out, I think... And Sky's powers were pretty awesome for the big knock against Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been like, oh, you don't have the budget to really do that up. I thought she came off looking pretty awesome so far.
Yeah, no, I agree. The water thing was a little weird, but once she fucking nailed Bobby and whoever that bald dude is, that guy got to be a villain somehow. Like,
dude,
he's way too...
Yeah. He is, from day one, the guy's been an asshole. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that they want me to hate him, but, oh, I hate him, you know. It's kind of like Ward.
Almost...
Like, as soon as I started, like, being like, man, Ward's kind of cool... They did the deal where he killed his brother and was just a complete psychopath. I was like, oh, fuck this motherfucker. He needs to go down.
So either they're giving us, like, an obvious guy to hate, or he's just so into it, but he's completely loyal. So that, like, I don't know. I'm excited to see where they take us, quite frankly. I am excited for the ride.
Yeah. I'm back on track, if you will. So.
Good.
Let's see.
Also, I'm excited for Flash season finale. That's in like 3 weeks, though, or like 2 weeks. Probably 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. Maybe I think next week we'll cover kind of a prep for Daredevil coming out. Then I think we definitely need to catch up on Flash. So I think that's two things that we can cover on Wednesday. Yeah, definitely. Let me pull this up real quick. But Luke Cage has had a showrunner named, and I think the choice is...
Yeah, no, I agree. Personally, I was hoping for the runner of Black Dynamite, because I kind of want... I don't know, man. In my head, like, Daredevil's kind of going to be the serious film, but then, like, Luke Cage and Iron Fist are, like, the weird, fun... Like I was saying earlier, like the weird, fun, like karate movie almost. But I understand not, so I am completely acceptable of this choice. We can't always get what we want.
Yeah. Well, I think it needs to be like the shows that this guy's worked on, I think, are the type of tone that it needs to have to reach a different audience, you know? And
yeah.
Me and you are going to watch it no matter what. And I get what they're doing with these shows. They're trying to reach out to, you know, like obviously Jessica Jones is going to try to reach out to more of a female audience. That doesn't mean that I'm going to still love the fuck out of some Kilgrave, some Purple Man action. But I can see overall scope of that. So, and, you know, this is obviously trying to reach out to an African-American audience. And I'm kind of happy that it's not, like, kind of an over-the-top type deal, you know? Like, did you ever watch that Biggie special that he was involved in?
I think I did with Pierre once, yeah.
Okay. It was fairly good without being, like, you know, obnoxious and over-the-top. So I think it's a good choice, and I'm kind of excited. Like, whereas that was kind of the series that I was not super pumped on, I'm kind of excited to see where it goes now.
Right on. So, I think I'm excited for all of them, so.
Yeah. The biggest thing there, I think, is going to be who the supporting cast is. You know? Like, which characters are going to be involved around the series, I think. So
yeah,
that will,
well, we know Jessica Jones
a lot. Yeah,
I think Jessica Jones, and I think Iron Fist does show up in the Luke Cage thing. Like, to me, it would be like, he doesn't have to be a main player, but it would be silly not to have the Heroes for Hire already be friends. You know what I mean? I guess they could tell the story of their friendship, and that'd be cool too.
I'm kind of hoping that they introduce Misty Knight there, so that we at least know who she is when we get into Iron Fist. Of course, my expectation is that she'll be heavily involved there in Iron Fist. So
I think so.
Your Nintendo, I want to say rant, but I don't think rant's the appropriate term.
No, excited, gleeful fucking discussion with a single. So, right, Nintendo does, like, every now and then they'll do these Nintendo Directs where it's Satara just talking to you and telling you what the fuck's going on. And the thing opens, like, I'm a huge Nintendo fanboy, right? Like, I have the Wii U, my name is Pistol Danger, all one word, find me, friend me, we'll smash, we'll race, we'll do it all. And, like, early in the week I was when Smash came out, Super Smash Brothers, I apologize, I'll just call it Smash from here on, I kind of let Mario Kart go by the wayside. I'd been recently replaying Mario Kart to unlock all the characters, all the car parts, all of that stuff. And, of course, I bought the DLC. And one of the things is, if you bought Smash on the Game Boy, which is what I call 3DS, and I'll call every Nintendo handheld from here on, so if I say Game Boy, that's what I mean, and the Wii U, you got free downloadable Mewtwo. And, of course, I did. Of course, I registered. And, of course, I'm still trying to figure out what my Club Nintendo perks are going to be. The Nintendo Direct starts off with a Mewtwo trailer, which obviously gets me right out the gate. And then they're releasing more DLC, different costumes, more costumes of different games, like Mega Man X and a Proto Man suit, which I'm all about. And then they release Lucas. Just for free, just a downloadable character. Here you go, for free. Here's a cool dude that you can play as. Fuck it, because we're Nintendo. Fuck it, have fun with them. And that's awesome to me. And then they had some trailers for some JRPGs, which are Japanese role-playing games, which I play from time to time, but I'm not big into. I think the last big one I was into was Kingdom Hearts. And so that's that. And then they started playing Mario Kart. And the first downloadable trailer, or the first download content, has Catsuit Mario, or no, Tanuki Mario, Catsuit Peach, and Link as your racers. And that's awesome to me, Link. The next set has Villager from Animal Crossing, Isabelle from Animal Crossing, and Drybones Bowser, which is just Bowser, but is a skeletal system, and he looks badass. And I think we weren't supposed to expect it till May, and they're like, nah, bitches, it's April now. What? So I get my downloadable content March, April, May, a month early. for that and for the Smash Brothers downloadable content. And then they announced that in Mario Kart, there's three race levels, 50cc, 100cc, 150cc. And, like, as you go, the computers get better, obviously. And 150cc, if you're not ready, it will just pure world. Like, I'm talking blue shell, green shell, red shell, bumped off the stage. When you come back up, there's a bomb waiting for you. Fuck you. You better be ready for this. And then they announced 200cc. And I was talking to a buddy of mine. I'm not ready for that. I can barely handle 150cc. Like,
yeah.
Fuck. But everything is looking awesome on the Nintendo and from my perspective. And I've been watching like a couple like I'm a big Earthbound fan. Some of that stuff, and I think I'm probably going to get that on Virtual Console. That's not the point. The point is that Nintendo's looking sweet. I can't wait to play more racing. My girlfriend and I have been playing Dynasty Warriors Zelda crossover, which is called Hyrule Warriors, together, and that's super fun. I have Smash. I have Lego. Obviously, I'm a big Lego head. I have the Lego City Undercover game, which is super fun. It's got like a Metroidvania feel to it where you can kind of go anywhere you want, but you have to unlock the power to do certain things. And while I don't always enjoy it, I kind of like it because it's Lego, you know?
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze is a balls hard game. Like, holy fuck. There is no room for error. But the game itself is visually gorgeous. And me and my buddy Andre and his girlfriend played it. Her name is Margaret. My girlfriend's name is Allison. I don't know why I didn't say their names and I said his. It's weird, right? We played it to the first boss, and then we had to quit because it was so fucking hard. We beat him, and then we were like, done. Put a pin in it. This game is ostensibly beat. And I'll probably go back to it just because it's gorgeous and the music, and I can suffer through anger. And that's my Nintendo rant, really, is that the Nintendo Direct, if you just YouTube Nintendo Direct, it's pretty fucking awesome. And we're getting a lot of things early, and it's just really exciting. I'm not really big into the Call of Duty. I've played it, but, like, it's not my deal. But Nintendo's got, like, a multiplayer shooter coming out called Splatoon, and it's this, dude, like, Nintendo has the weirdest fucking ideas. So, right, you're like a little squid or a little octopus, and they're each on a team. Squids hate octopus, octopus hate squids. I don't even think it might be octopus. It might be something else. Anyway, and, like, you fight with paintball guns, and you spray paint everywhere. And in order to move fast, you can turn into a squid and swim through the fucking paint you lay down. It fucking sounds crazy, and it looks crazy, but it looks awesome, and I'm excited to play that. Otherwise, I'm still playing Pokemon, trying to get my Pokedex complete. Although I've stopped that, and I'm working on Alpha Sapphire to beat that to get the Pokemon I need. And then after that, I'm going to steal Margaret's copy of A Link Between Worlds, the Link to the Past Zelda game that just came out that was a continuation. So there's Zelda.
Well, that sounds amazing. I'm more of the Xbox guy, and I'm behind. I have to upgrade to the Xbox One here pretty soon. But shit, after that, I feel like I'm missing the boat on Nintendo here. But
dude,
for my show, I'll stick to Xbox One so I can cover that side of things.
That's fine. I have an Xbox 360 in my place, and I just, like, once they were like, you can't get online unless you're the fucking member, I was like, done. And I had the membership. And I'm big into Borderlands. I loved Borderlands 2 because
yeah.
Me and my friends would play it. Like, Youngboy and I would play that all the fucking time, or at least a fair amount of time. And then when I stopped doing it, all my characters were apparently saved to my account. So when I could no longer access the internet through their fucking premium membership or whatever, it took away my characters.
Oh.
And
I'm
done.
I'm not
going
to be super happy about that here in a couple months.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So
I got on the Steam bandwagon, and that's a computer thing, and I'll get into that a whole other day. Go on.
We got about 2 minutes left. So San Antonio Comic Con's coming up, and I'm getting fairly pumped about it. Hellboy's going to be there. because
really?
They're doing a Sons of Anarchy thing, and I want to go down there. I want to. That's an autograph and a handshake that I want to do. I know you're a big con fan as well. I wanted to ask you, is there anything up there that you're excited for that's coming up?
The big con that I go to every year is 4th of July weekend, and it's called Convergence, and every year is a theme, and this one is like post-apocalyptic wasteland. Speaking of that, have you seen the new fucking trailer to Mad Max?
I've been keeping up with them. I'm pumped, but I'm being quiet about it. I am pretty pumped for Mad Max.
Oh, it looks so balls crazy. I fucking love it. Like, I watched the new one today. I'm pretty stoked for it. And I watched the new one. I'm like, yes, I want to watch this fucking now.
Yeah, that's going to be a guilty pleasure. Like, I'm probably going to be there first day and enjoy the fuck out of that.
And it comes out in, like, 2 weeks, doesn't it? Or is it May that I'm thinking?
It's fairly soon. It may be May. I know I've got a trip to Ireland coming up, and I feel like it comes out during that time period.
Okay. I think it's the week after Avengers comes out, quite frankly.
Okay. Yeah, that would be the week that I'm, or the 2 weeks that I'm over there, so.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, we are, I think we have about 5 seconds left. We may even be in overtime right now. But
sweet.
Thank you for joining us.
The fantastic war movie.
We'll be back on Wednesday. I got a show scheduled Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So, you know, as long as we don't have the quote-unquote technical difficulties, we'll be there. Check us out on Twitter at the @ThisAndEvanGeekCast. And email us your thoughts and what you want to hear from us on the show and changes you think we can make to make it better at ThisAndEvanGeekCast@gmail.com.
Anything else you want to plug?
Awesome. All right. Excelsior.
Excelsior, true believers. See ya.